Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you can see him this morning. Brian, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I need you to do my intro every day. Like, if I could get you to show up to my house, and then when I get out of bed and I'm walking to get my first, you know, cup of coffee, I can have you do the rise and shred thing. That would be great.
Dude, I'm there. I'm be like, ladies and gentlemen, coming in. Dude, I'm in. But dude, I'm excited to have you on.
My kids would absolutely love it. They need something.
They're like, yes, let's go. I'm excited. But I'm actually excited because Brian, you and I, we continue to talk about veterans. That's what you are. I mean, you are a veteran yourself. You're going to serve our country so valiantly over the next couple of weeks, which we're, again, so grateful, so thankful for you, for all your service and all that you do, and for our entire veteran community. If you're a veteran and you're tuning in right now, comment hashtag veteran below. We want to show our respect and show our gratitude to all of you who are serving our country and who have served so valiantly. So thank you so much, Brian. You know, I'm excited to talk about a couple of things. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very big announcement. You're going to want to stay tuned for. Brian and I are about to start something very new, and we're excited for this. It has to do with the new social media craze. So I'm giving you a little hint of it, but you have to stay tuned and find out what it is. We're going to talk about it here in a minute. But Brian, you and I, we continue to see this trend, and it truly breaks my heart. I mean this, and probably you more than anybody, is that our veteran community is being underserved right now. And not only are they being underserved, they're being mistreated. They're being misled. And there are things that are happening within the housing, within real estate, that is truly like, it's not only sad, but it's frustrating, and it should not be happening. And it's something that you and I we're going to talk about, because I think more than anything, and maybe you have insight into this, I think it's just lack of knowledge, lack of education on this topic. But veterans are losing deals. Real estate agents are asking them to basically say, hey, don't use these benefits. Go conventional, because VA loans, just they can't get it done in this market, which is totally false.
Yeah, you know, it's the more competitive the market gets, it seems like this topic keeps happening all the time. You know what I mean? And we keep hearing about, vets and military. I really feel bad more for our active duty military, because they don't have different levers to pull from like a veteran does, who may have a ton of cash or, you know, really successful in their civilian, you know, life, or just sold another house and made a ton of money. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So you have this environment now where you have realtors advising sellers not to accept VA sales contracts. And then you also have real estate professionals advising their clients to convert their VA, you know, pre-approvals into conventional ones. And man, that's a problem. This is an earned benefit, right? So, you know, this is the name of the game right now. And I'll tell you what, I'm kind of very disappointed, frankly. And I think it's a lot of education that we need to reinforce. I think when people really look at the stats, see, I'm a data guy. So it's like, hey, if the data is suggesting otherwise, please, by all means, let's whatever we got to do to get them in the houses. But when the data doesn't suggest what's happening right now, that drives me nuts. And I think we all need to work together and start fighting for these customers so they can take advantage of this benefit that they have earned.
Agree. And that's just it, Brian. Like you said, it's disheartening, it's frustrating. And for all of our veterans, we're asking them basically to say, hey, you know what? You heroically sacrificed and served our country, or continue serving our country, but we're not going to let you use those benefits. We're asking you to basically do away with that. And again, the VA loan, you and I have talked about this before, and not to get too much into it, but it is such, again, it's an awesome loan. Like, and again, if used correctly, it can be just as powerful. It can be just as, I mean, side by side to a conventional loan. Yes, there are some differences, but again, if you're an originator, if you're a real estate agent, and you know, and you're educated on what a VA loan is and the process, it really, there should be no reason ever that we should be asking our veterans to basically sidestep those benefits that they've earned.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, and I get it. Back in the day, VA appraisers, you know, the whole stigma around the appraisal process with these folks coming out and basically acting like home inspectors and picking apart houses left and right. But if you really dig deep into the appraisal process and all the other things about the VA benefit, everything is there to protect the vet and the military member, right? So VA is not in business when it comes to the VA home loan benefit to prevent vets from buying houses. And
sure,
our industry professionals, whenever VA gets involved, acts like it's a preventative measure for those individuals to buy a house. And that's not the case. I mean, when the FICO scores are 10-15% or 15 points higher nationally than a conventional borrower, and they have assets, they have reserves. You know, I was just on a call with the VA not too long ago, and I think the difference between national closing percentage for conventional and VA is like a fraction of a percent off from each other.
Really?
So if that's the case, then the whole fact of the myth of they never close on time is false.
100%
it's,
false.
It's actually not a, it's a myth. It's something that's, you know, that it does not exist. And I think the problem is we have to overcome a big unconscious bias when it comes to government financing in general, right? And unfortunately, VA gets lumped into that because it's a government-backed loan.
Yeah. And I think that's just it. So many people think, oh, it's, you know, it's a government-backed loan. It takes longer. There's more guidelines. There's more, you know. And again, and this is a stigmatism. I heard this one, and I think I shared this with you the other day, is veterans, they're not white-collar. They're veterans. I heard this in a conversation, and I almost lost my damn mind. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? They're like, and this, and again, I'm not bashing you real estate agents. If you're a real estate agent, I'd love to hear you comment. If you have questions, comment below, guys. We'd love to have your question. Brian's like, he's one of our absolute experts in the industry. But a real estate agent said this. He's like, well, they typically, those veterans, because, you know, they don't understand what, you know, finances. And they, again, this was something that was said, and I literally could not believe they were saying this. They're like, well, they don't make their payments on time. So it's one of those things. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Do you even like, where are you getting your information from? Like, it's just insane where some people think they're pulling this valid information from, Brian.
Well, so the funny part is the national average for FICO for a VA customer over the last 6 years has been well over 700. So obviously they made their payments on time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's that unconscious bias, right? That's
of course.
That, you know, 80s and 90s mentality around VA financing. Hey, and I'm not going to let the mortgage professionals off the hook here.
Sure. Okay.
Because there's no excuse for the blind leading the blind. Right?
I agree.
And two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, you have to be willing to fight. And there's a ton of great mortgage professionals out there literally carrying this torch. And I mean, up a hill and just fighting for every square inch they can to get, you know, our vets and our military members in the houses. And the problem is it's, you know, like kind of going to a gunfight with a knife, and it's a grassroots effort. We all have to collaborate together, but yeah. I do think the way we win is about what we're going to announce on this, on the show today, is that we have to have open dialogue.
Bingo.
With both agents, the consumer, and mortgage professionals about, okay, here's the problem. Here's the pain points. Now, how do we fix it? Because if it is a simple, hey, Mr. Customer, what information are you willing to allow me to tell the seller when we're putting your offer together? Because I also think, too, we need to do a better job educating our client to say, hey, listen, if you're rolling with a 750 FICO and you got tons of money and you make great money and you're, you know, you have no dirty laundry, why wouldn't you want to tell the seller?
Right.
Hey, listen, you want me to buy your house because I'm guaranteed. I'm 750. I've been on my job for 15 years. I make plenty of money. I could buy this house and your neighbor's house at the same time if I wanted to. And I just choose not to.
Sure.
You take my contract. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
All day.
Right? Yep. So if that kind of stuff needs to start happening, we need to start talking about it. Because
absolutely.
I can tell you right now, most of the customers that I get involved with when they're having problems in this arena, their financial background is AAA. And yep. I'm like, hey, did you tell anybody about, did you tell the agent to tell the seller? Did you put it on, you know, like, hey, when you made the offer, did you say, hey, by the way, I got a 750 FICO. I've been on my job for 6 years. I'm picking VA because I earned it. I could go any other way if I wanted to, but I'm choosing this. And I would appreciate if you would allow me to, you know, purchase your house. Did we of say course. Anything like that? Mm. Are we allowed to? I don't know. This would be a great conversation with real estate professionals because I don't know, what you're allowed to do or what you're not.
That's a really good point. So if you have any of your real estate agents in here actually know that,
yep.
Please comment below. We'd actually love to see if that can be commented or if that can be shared as the offer is being made. But Brian, this is the thing that we're talking about, and you kind of teased it. We're going to talk about it here in just a second because you and I are going to start something very, very fun starting on May 5th. So it's coming up here in just over a month. But I would love to see as we continue to educate and continue to inform, instead of VA offers being turned down, is people like are excited to accept that VA offer. They're looking at it and saying like, absolutely, number one, they may even have a little bit better offer, but they're like, you know what? I'm going to help. This is as consumers, all of you who are listing your house, selling a house, this is your way to give back to the veteran community, to give back to those people who have served you, who served our country so valiantly. Why not? Why not take that opportunity and say, hey, you know what? This is one small little thing. Work with your real estate agent. Look for those offers and be willing to work with those veterans. I think this is, again, something that's so cool to talk about.
Well, you know, another thing too that we don't really talk about is, you know, people think automatically assume that 100% financing means you're bad, which is not really the case. If you think about it, it's more of a risk for the lender. A lot of times people don't understand that the larger the down payment requirement for a customer could be a indicator of less than perfect finances on the other end. And then here, let me throw this one out at you. And this will be great for one of our future discussions and the town hall format that we're going to launch. But, you know, what would you rather have? Would you rather know that I got 100% financing up to $750,000 for simple math? If my offer comes in over that 750, right? If it's a competitive deal and you know they want 800 grand for the house because that's what the offers are, who's got the easier way of coming up with the extra 50 grand? The guy who's at 100% at 750, or the guy who has to put 20% down on 750 and now has to float another 50 grand on top?
Oh, absolutely. All day long. Right. The 100% financing guy, man.
Right. So the 100% financing person is walking into it like, hey, listen, I got up to 750 and I got 100 grand sitting in the bank.
Right.
So if I have to come in and pay over asking price because we want this house, I can do it easily because my bank's going to give me 750.
Dude, see, and that, again, that's not a discussion that's being had right now. I agree. I think, and we've kind of teased this. So let's just get to the point. Let's announce it. I'm going to let you kind of announce it, Brian. But we're going to start something very, very cool. Like I said, on May 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern. Man, I got all that. That was a mouthful. You and I are going to be starting what? What are we doing, Brian?
We are going to be starting a VA-specific clubhouse. Room, I guess, right? I guess, what do they call it? The rooms?
Room. Yep.
We're doing a VIP suite, whatever.
Yeah. Yep. We're doing a VIP clubhouse for veterans.
Yeah. For veterans. It's around the VA home loan benefit. And it's not just going to be, you know, Josh, not just going to be you and I up at the top. Yep. We're going to have special guests coming in. We'll have, the perspective of the consumer, the real estate professional, and mortgage professional. All what I like to consider practitioners in the space. So people that are actually in it every day, working with military and veterans that are fighting the good fight. And what we want is we want to invite industry professionals, veterans, you name it, to come and listen and ask questions, because we can't solve these problems if we don't have open dialogue and talk through pain points. Because I can guarantee you, if this goes the way I think it will, we will be able to provide ideas and suggestions to people who are literally beating their head up against the wall, trying to figure out how they can put more military and veterans in homes that can't. And an idea or two, or a way to, a perspective, or, you know, just a way to tackle something or an objection or what have you, can change it. And then if you can change that, then you're going to change people's lives.
Exactly.
And that's huge. And so we're looking forward to it.
We need all of you. This isn't just for veterans. This is for realtors. This is for loan officers. This is for everybody. Yep. We want you to come join us for this clubhouse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the conversations. We're like, I think you and I agree, we're going to keep them, you know, to under an hour. And, you know, so you'll be able to take a break for lunchtime and come listen to a bunch of, you know, huge veteran advocates talk about putting military and veterans in homes. And, you know, and I just hope that at the end of the day, people walk away from that hour or 45 minutes or whatever it is that day and goes, man, I did not know that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want. We want to educate people. They can walk away with a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of like, holy cow. Now, as a real estate agent, as a loan officer, as a veteran, even seeing like, I didn't know that about my VA benefits. I had no idea. Maybe somebody brought up, and again, you mentioned this, it's not just going to be you and I talking about, we're going to be bringing in some incredible guests, some people who have way more knowledge than you and I do. Yeah. So it's going to be a ton of fun. So again, ladies and gentlemen, starting May 5th, just less than a month out, we're going to be doing this every single week. It's going to be a weekly show, weekly clubhouse that you and I do. Again, and this is tailored to real estate agents, loan officers, veterans, even consumers, everybody. Everybody should be educated. Even if you're a consumer looking to sell your house, you need to be educated. So if you see that offer come through and you notice like, oh, wow, this is a veteran, you know that it's a solid offer. That you know, whatever said, even by your real estate agent or whoever, that, hey, this is going to be this is going to go through. This transaction is awesome. And I can count on this veteran on this transaction. So it's just that, Brian.
And, you know, there's a ton of vets. I know I bounced around Clubhouse just kind of getting a feel for it, listening around, stuff like that. There's a lot of great conversations going on within the veteran community around benefits and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, every time it gets to the VA home loan and it gets to home loan benefits, you know, even within my, you know, my military community, people still have no idea how to navigate it.
No.
So.
No. And that's why it's up to us. We're starting here. And we may, there's just two of us, but we need all of you. And there's so many guests, like we said, that we're going to be bringing on sharing information. So Brian, I'm excited for this. We're so excited for, again, the mortgage real estate community, for the veteran community to get involved with this. So starting again, May 5th, ladies and gentlemen, at 11 a.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Central and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join us on Clubhouse. You'll be seeing definitely a few announcements about it on our Facebook, our LinkedIn, and our YouTube pages. So make sure you get involved with it. It's going to be a great discussion. It's going to be a ton of fun. Brian, as always, you are always just a wealth of knowledge. You are the VA master, as I like to call it. You absolutely continue to serve this community who is underserved. But we're going to change that stigmatism. We're going to change that mindset, but we need all of you to help us. So Brian, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate you.
Hey, always a pleasure. Look forward to the clubhouse.
It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to having you on our clubhouse talking about our veterans on how better we can serve them. And until then, it's time for all of you to show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you guys.